gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Stupid World Record Holder.
Mr. Stupid World Record Holder.
World records mark the pinnacle of human achievement. But for you, that means sitting on a toilet for 5 straight days with 5-minute breaks every hour to use the toilet.
That's the world record for irony.
Will the record of 5 days ever be broken?
Check back with us 6 days from now, yeah.
So when you hear about the most snails on someone's face, the largest collection of barf bags, or the fastest bed maker, raise your pint of Guinness, because it's their fault for creating Mr. Stupid World Record Holder, a real American hero.
Mr. Stupid World Record Holder.
I think I just broke the world record for not giving a crap.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
The yeas are 240, the nays are 187. The resolution is adopted.
The House goes on record to condemn the president's comments against four congresswomen as racist. Four Republicans joining Democrats.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was among those who spoke out on the House floor.
These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting. And the comments are racist.
But Speaker Pelosi herself got into some hot water over those comments. A Republican congressman from Georgia accused the speaker of violating House rules.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The president releasing a statement on the passing of retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, saying his passion for the law and our country will not soon be forgotten. Stevens was a justice on the Supreme Court for nearly 35 years, initially a moderate, eventually becoming the high court's leading liberal. He was 99. This is Fox News.
What if three men and a lady sounded like the Beatles? Greg Budell, we know you get up early every morning. What's the first thing you ask for?
Help, I need somebody. Help.
Jay Scott, Emily Hayes sometimes puts her makeup on in the studio. When she's done, what does it look like?
The face that she keeps in a jar by the door.
Emily Hayes, I know that studio is rather small. Just what does it feel like being packed in there all together?
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, have you been out running through strawberry fields? And Rich Thomas, I understand you can play Beatles songs on the guitar. Do you think one morning you can bring your guitar in and entertain us?
You said Uranus.
Oh, I wish you would stop that. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello.
It is a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. We got all the basics here. We've got news coming up, the local news, national news, traffic updates. Most importantly, though, we begin every hour with Rich's forecast. Here's Julie Brickwell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and this man.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Radar very active up in North Alabama this morning, but things are very quiet in this part of the state. It's going to be another hot day today, 96 or 97, somewhere around there. Heat index 102 to 105. Another lovely day. Isolated storm not out of the question, but the chances are very small. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, the rain chances are up a notch with some spotty afternoon storms, high around 95, I think. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the storms will be in greater supply, more generous, decent supply, all 3 days, with high temperatures falling back a bit to the low 90s. By the way, next week looks wet because we have a front that comes into the state that doesn't make it all the way through.
No.
It looks like it's going to have trouble. But it will bring increased rain, and clouds and showers will keep the temperatures down. Right now this morning, we have... Well, mostly clear skies. Temperature is 75 now, 707.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The final convoluted introduction to Random Facts.
Of all time.
Yeah. It's probably not going to be today. You guys are wise to me. People are still talking about Amazon Prime Day, and we have this musical tribute for people who went nuts.
I bought 6 cases of cat food 'cause Amazon Prime. I don't even have a cat, dude, thanks Amazon Prime. Had to eat meow mix for dinner, and I know why. Yeah, yeah. Amazon Prime, yeah. Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime. La da 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 da. Bought another Echo Dot, 'cause Amazon Prime.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Got one in every room I bought from Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Now Alexa won't shut the hell up, and I know why. Yeah, yeah. Amazon Prime,
yeah.
Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime. La da 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 da. My wife has threatened to leave me 'cause Amazon Prime. But I'm a sucker for free delivery 'cause Amazon Prime. Now my house is filled with I don't need. I know why. Yeah, yeah, 'cause Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime. La da 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 da.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
This segment is co-anchored by Emily Hayes, who will go first, and I have one, too, for good news.
Oh, okay. Here's how you make the best of a bad situation. Around 16,000 people were supposed to go to a big old convention in New Orleans this past weekend for the sorority Delta Sigma Theta. Everything was already paid for, as usually the case in these situations, yep. But the event got cut short because of Hurricane Barry. They had thousands of meals left over that weren't going to be eaten, so instead of wasting them, they donated all 17,000 meals to help the hurricane victims.
Oh!
And, like, these are meals that are already prepped ahead of time. Anybody that's ever gone to a convention knows that, you know, sometimes your lunch, you know, if you're having a more fancy dinner, like a sit-down dinner, you'll have kind of an easygoing lunch that's already, like, prepackaged. Mm-hmm. So, that was the big deal since they were already prepped ahead of time before the storm hit, so they were ready to go as soon as people needed them.
Wow.
A spokesman for a food bank they worked with said it was heartwarming to see, and he was impressed that when their event got canceled, the first thing they thought about was how to help people. So, that's yay, Delta really Sigma nice. Theta, good job.
All right, my story is something of a cat fact.
Cat fact! Yay!
Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, I'm just waiting.
No, it's about a town in England, and there's a cat there named Wilbur. Now, personally, I think Wilbur's a good name for a guy who owns a horse. Wilbur. But anyway, aside from that, it was Wilbur's 10th birthday.
Oh.
But, and that's the good news, that so many people wanted to throw him a party, but there was one issue.
Having a cat and celebrating its 10th birthday. It's amazing.
He is the most beautiful cat in the world.
Cheers to Wilbur. Happy birthday, Wilbur!
It's just wonderful, isn't it? Who would ever have thought that a cat could just bring a community together so well? They've just embraced him, they love him, and that makes me really happy because he's a community cat.
Where's Wilbur? That's a good question. I've been asked that about 50 times tonight. It's probably at the other pub. Who knows? Wilbur is his own cat.
So... The good news is they have this wonderful party for a cat that the whole community loves, but the cat was a no-show, which is typical cat behavior.
Well, it makes me think of a place in Birmingham called Parkside. They have a bar cat named Brandon. Brandon just hangs out.
Yeah. There's the White Lion Restaurant in Homestead, Florida has a couple of cats that actually go table to table begging.
Begging?
Begging. Yeah. But it was nice of the, and I don't want to typecast.
Greg.
One of the quickie here. This is a talented bird singing the Baby Shark song. Please.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and we have a big delay for you on I-85 southbound. Construction crews are still working on the southbound side of the interstate, and there is a big slowdown starting around Perry Hill Road. You are going to have to back out of it if you're headed into the downtown area. We don't see any problems on I-65. If you're on the boulevard, traffic is building up quickly, so be careful there. And traffic coming out of the Wetumpka area on 231 is pretty thick this morning. Just be careful. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems to not only keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This year, I personally don't know a family, but it's been my experience over the years watching friends who are getting ready to send somebody away to school, whether it's as close as Tuscaloosa or Auburn or a little further away. They're kind of launching their own life, and they're going to need wheels. So this is always a big month at Jack Ingram, and since I get to represent the category of cars available under $10,000, I'm here to tell you there's some great choices in there, including three. There used to be six, but three Volkswagen Jettas, including one that has only 61,000 miles on it, one of the safest cars on the road. It was the car we picked for Mademoiselle Goose's first vehicle, and she loved it. They're not, and take a look at the pictures. Inside and out, gorgeous car, 61,000 miles. So that car has lots and lots of time to provide reliable driving miles, and diesel turbocharged, no less. There's a 2015 Kia Forte LX, that too with very low mileage, 68,000 miles. It's black and beautiful, and it's under 10 at Jack Ingram, along with other choices. A reminder, too, that across from the signature used car lot, where Tip Tames and his great team are, is the Jack Ingram Value Lot. And there, you'll not only find a great selection of cars that look great and are very, very low in price, they have over 20 different financing options. So if you're coming out of a credit mess or something like that, they can get you done at Jack Ingram. Just go see their finance department. The guys there have worked miracles. And when you do that, when you make a purchase like that, that's how you rebuild your credit so you don't have to go through it a second time. That is Jack Ingram, signature used cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, and online right now. Shop by price, by category, by brand, and more at jackingram.com. At 7:15, your local news.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport was awarded $935,000 from the FAA mainly to repave and resurface all taxiways and runways. It's the final phase of a 10-year plan to upgrade infrastructure that officials say will make the airport safer and more competitive. Tuesday was the qualifying deadline for Montgomery's municipal elections. The official list of qualified candidates will be released later this week. The election is set for August 27th. And smart garbage trucks, it's the new thing in Montgomery, and it could help with potholes or other road issues in your neighborhood. More than 60 city garbage trucks are now equipped with smart city technology that will alert city officials of problem areas and neighborhoods across Montgomery. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I have another cat fact.
Cat fact.
What?
Yay!
This just texted me by a friend, Gary Garvin. It's a picture of Stubbs. Stubbs is a cat.
Uh-huh.
And Stubbs was elected mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think I heard about that.
And even more impressive, Gary himself took this picture, so he's been to Talkeetna.
He's met Stubbs.
Yeah, and we now know somebody who's been to Talkeetna, Alaska.
It's amazing.
I've never been there, but I kind of like the music.
Well, I've never...
Yeah. He never disappoints me. He always gets it.
It's a song by Three Dog Night. I've never been to Spain.
Oh.
Really? Whippersnappers? It was that long ago that it's before your time?
I mean, what year?
Before the moon landing. No, I actually wasn't. It was after the moon landing.
Yeah, but still. What? Okay, hang on.
It was in the 70s.
Well, not again.
73-ish?
Just remember, as a teenager, my stepmom had a
72?
A book about Chuck from Three Dogs Night. Whatever it is.
Nickerson?
Santa rings a bell.
Three Dog Night. I've been to Spain. Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
But I kinda like the music. And that's the line that he got from Talkeetna.
I just didn't pick it up.
1971 from the Harmony album.
Of course.
Elvis Presley recorded it in 72.
Oh.
Elvis did it, and Emily doesn't know this.
I didn't pick up on it. I'm sorry. Maybe it was in your delivery.
Waylon Jennings recorded it in 72 as well.
Did you know Elvis was a truck driver?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you know he was from Tupelo, Mississippi?
Tupelo.
Tupelo.
Well, answer me this, Emily Hayes. Why is Tupperware Tupperware and Tupelo Tupelo? Give me the hooked on phonics behind
the
that.
The double P's.
There's two P's, yeah.
The double P's.
Shh.
I'm sorry. Just say.
Tupelo is spelled with just one P.
Yeah.
Tupelo! You big goober?
I am a big goober.
Bless it.
One other.
Tupelo, honey.
Stop it.
Van Morrison did that, right?
Yes, he did.
Van Morrison.
I thought it was Vaughn.
Vaughn, yeah. One other.
Are you serious?
No, of course I'm not serious. Are you gullible?
Don't get me started on things that you've mispronounced.
We will be at Baumhauer's after happy hour tonight. We will be doing 69 moon pies. We're going to give those away just for being there tonight. And it's also part our birthday celebration. We actually have two birthday celebrants. I'm hoping that Ashley Bankston will be able to be there. And our good buddy, the guy that keeps this place going.
Alan!
His birthday is this week as well. I don't know that he's going to be able to make it. But
is he a birthday?
Did you see where that retired justice passed away? Stevens. Paul Stevens,
the age of 99.
He witnessed the called shot.
Babe Ruth?
Yes.
Wrigley Field, 1932 World Series?
Yes.
Against the Yankees?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He witnessed that, yes.
Did he believe that Ruth actually called a shot, or is that legend?
They didn't go into that. It was just a sense of, you've witnessed so many things in your lifetime, you know, and you know, what you've been through. And he talked about that, you know, the fact that, because they were talking about the moon landing as well. And what he has lived through and witnessed. He was actually at the game, though.
Who was...
When that called shot was made.
Who'd they play, I wonder?
That was the Yankees versus the Cubs in Wrigley Field. The Cubs were just abusing the bejeebers. You know, they used to call Babe Ruth some nasty names, stuff I can't repeat on the air. Some of it was actually racist. That was back in those days. Anyway, in this particular World Series game, they were rolling lemons out of the dugout towards him at the batter's box. So he takes strike one, strike two. The pitcher was Charlie Root, or as we called him in Chicago, Root.
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 Root. Charlie Root.
Was he ever in Tupelo?
I think he may have been from there. So anyway, Ruth took strike one, strike two, and the deeper he got into the count, the more the noise, the fans are getting crazy, the players are on his butt, and again, rolling lemons out towards the batter's box, and then Babe is supposed to have pointed to center field, saying, like, this is where I'm going to hit it next, and he did. And when I was a dopey little kid, there used to be a sign way over the right center field wall called Baby Ruth. I thought that sign was there to commemorate the called shot, but it was just an advertisement for the candy bar that looks like a turd in your pool.
Didn't they ask? Didn't they ask him about it later? And it was like kind of like, oh yeah, sure, that's what I.
Yeah,
you know, it was almost like.
Why let a good legend die?
Yeah, I mean, he acknowledged it, but I don't know if it was what he meant or not.
Coming up later in the show, there are people actually naming their children Google.
No!
Yes.
How mean!
Google.
Wait till you find out some of the potential consequences of that behavior. That's coming up.
And if that happens to be your assistant at your house, that's going to be really confusing when you're calling your kid and Google thinks you're talking to it. That's awful.
Oh, the humanity. It's that kind of a situation.
Yeah.
We're at 722. Random facts up next. Get your note-taking devices handy. It'll be followed by a $10 food letter pop quiz question. New special start today.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Look at those steaming weenies.
I'm a big fan of wieners.
I love hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Eating hot dogs and blasting this.
Happy National Hot Dog Day.
And now, when you like it or not, it's time for...
It's the simple ones that are so good.
They're so effective.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
Was it better than my sandwich?
What?
Was it better than your sandwich?
No, it was good, though.
It's
good.
Yeah.
I'm asking for a friend.
It was good, though.
Me.
To be quite spectacular to be better than the sandwich.
He's been very needy this morning on that sandwich.
Thanks, Dr. Love.
As we're doing this week, all of these are space-related. Sometimes,
yay,
space.
Sometimes moon-related, NASA-related, that sort of thing. But they all have that common thread for the... I went and looked in my... I have some old saved newspapers that not only that I have saved, but also my parents had saved. And found the one that was published on Sunday. I think it was Sunday. The 21st. No, not the 21st. Yeah, the 21st.
Splashdown?
No.
That was the day after they walked.
The day after they walked. Because I have Man on the Moon. I should bring those papers in, huh?
Yeah.
That would be really cool if you did.
You know what's cool about those? Not just rereading the stories of the event, but looking at the newspaper ads.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because you see prices and at that time. And it's really, it's
one of the papers that I had came from August, and on the back of the paper, I think it's the Alabama Journal.
Yeah.
On the back of the paper is this huge advertisement for 10 photos of the moon landing that the paper will give you. It was some post office box here in Montgomery. $7.50 for these many prints and $12.50 for this many prints. The paper that we have is the one that talks about them leaving the moon, coming back to Earth.
Uh-huh.
And it's has a picture, but it says under it, artist rendering of what it looks like.
Wow. I've got the special splashdown edition, too, of the Apollo 11. But you know what? Those papers are decaying. I'm not saving them. I'm not saving them the way. How do you save
them? We should save them better.
Plastic, I think.
Plastic?
Yeah.
I have them in a trash bag.
I've got a Rubbermaid tub full of stuff from my career, and I'm so embarrassed. I've never scrapbooked it.
Yeah, me neither. They're decaying.
Yeah,
these aren't in the best of conditions. If I remember, I'll bring that in.
I look like the dog, Peter.
I've got the Kennedy assassination ones, and they're all yellow now.
It's yellow as well. Did you know about a man named Greg Nimitz? Greg Nimitz, he claimed ownership of an asteroid. It was 433 Eros. He claimed this in 1993. NASA landed a probe on the same asteroid years later, and he sent a bill of $20 to NASA about parking on his property.
Oh, man.
I love that story. Did they pay it?
That's great.
No, they did not pay it. The bill Nimitz sent to NASA was for $20, which broke down to 20 cents a year over the course of 100 years. Ultimately, the court sided with NASA. They ruled on a technicality that I not have standing to bring forth a suit, said Greg.
He sued for $20?
Yeah. Somebody says he should have put a hotel on it, then he could charge a lot more.
You landed on my property.
Very good.
A good Monopoly joke.
Did you know Pluto was discovered by a 23-year-old farm boy? He had no degree in astronomy, but he spent a year comparing photographs of the night sky. He was searching for a star that was changing positions. He would later earn his master's degree and then teach at New Mexico State.
Oh.
Is he from New Mexico? Do you know? I'm just curious. So, 20-year-old farm boy.
His name was Clyde Tombaugh.
By the way, is Pluto a planet again or not?
Yes.
It is not.
What?
It's been declassified.
Didn't they bring it back, though?
I thought they did.
They were talking about it, but it's still unofficially not.
Isn't Rick Evans here today?
That's right. Rick will be in about an hour, or less than an hour, 45
we'll
minutes.
Answer that definitively.
Yeah. Yeah, it says it was later classified as a dwarf planet in 2006. It has not changed.
So technically a planet.
But they still don't
consider
it. It's
a high-challenge planet. We don't call it dwarf planet.
Yeah, don't.
We don't want to hurt Pluto's feelings.
When somebody says how many planets are in the solar system, they don't count Pluto.
That's rude.
I know.
It is.
He grew up in Illinois, actually.
Okay.
Streeter, Illinois?
Clyde did?
Streeter, Illinois? Yeah, Clyde did.
That's a good name, Clyde.
His family moved to Kansas in 1922. And then he ended up teaching at Flagstaff, Arizona he sent the drawings to Lowell Observatory at Flagstaff, Arizona, and they offered him the job.
Quick Flagstaff story.
Yeah.
In 1967, the local chapters of the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA went on strike. So all of the television news anchors, weather people, everybody walked out, and they had all those jobs were filled by management people. And it was hilarious watching these non-professional people. And the guy that did the weather on the NBC station at the end of his tenure when the workers were coming back said, "I just want to apologize. I've been calling a certain town in Arizona Falstaff for the last 4 days when it's Flagstaff."
Well, I So last night, I sent you guys a text saying that From the Earth to the Moon had been added to HBO Go and HBO Now, in case you have that.
Yeah.
This is a series that premiered in 1998 and hasn't been on their app stuff in forever. So I watched the first episode. And by the way, for years of watching it on DVD, finally seeing this in HD was amazing. Looked wonderful. Mm-hmm. I had forgotten, and I did this as a random fact, the Gemini program.
Yeah.
Gemini. It is Gemini, not Gemini. I still call it Gemini to this day, but it is Gemini, Gemini, Gemini.
Crickets.
If you Gemini. Can't remember, just remember Mary Poppins. Gem, Gemini, Gem, Gemini, Gem, Gem, Gemini. Same phonetics.
You wouldn't think of Pinocchio?
Gemini.
Cricket. No, Mary Poppins.
But you wouldn't think of Pinocchio?
No. Why would I do that?
Gemini Cricket?
Yeah.
Gemini Cricket.
Yeah. Anyway.
He makes me sad.
Oh.
Did you know?
He sounds so sad when he sings.
Speaking of Pluto, when NASA's New Horizons spacecraft passed by Pluto, the trip took about 1 minute less than was predicted. Or in a decade-long journey, NASA's forecast was 99.99998% accurate. Or the equivalent of forecasting a trip from New York to Boston and being accurate to within 4 millionths of a second.
That's unbelievable how they could do that stuff.
Yeah.
And they did a lot of it by hand. Wow.
Rich brought this up yesterday, and I found the fact for it. I've used this before, but did you know that John Young smuggled an illegal corned beef sandwich?
Yeah, it was corned beef.
On board the Gemini 3 spacecraft. In 1965.
When you wish. On which mission? I'm sorry.
Gemini 3.
Okay.
For this delicious stunt, he was given the first reprimand in NASA space mission history, and his snack remains the only contraband sandwich to ever make it into space.
That guy had a very wry sense of humor.
Wry, I get you. I see what you're saying. Have you ever been to space?
Here's another one that we brought up yesterday as well. In 1971, the crew of Apollo 15 carried about 400 unauthorized postal covers to the moon in order to be sold.
Oh,
because
man.
The astronauts were paid $7,000 each, even though they returned the money, they were accused of profiting from their mission and never allowed to fly in space again.
Wow. Jeez.
Wow.
But, you know.
Yeah, they weren't paid a lot of money.
They weren't. They were not.
They were sticking their lives on the line.
You know, that would be fun to figure out and find out how much they were paid, like somebody like Neil Armstrong. We'll worry about it now.
It was about $8,000 a year.
Is that right?
No. Yeah, I'm curious about that, too. They got $7,000 each for these postal covers they took. But they returned the money. It didn't matter, though. They'd already shamed themselves. Did you know that Apollo 12 was struck by lightning during launch and was on the verge of being aborted before a single flight controller realized that flipping a little-known switch would restore enough systems to save the mission?
That's something. Just like, remember you were saying, talking about using the pen when they broke a switch, using a Bic pen or
which
something.
Which Apollo mission was that?
12.
Yes, that was the SEC auxiliary button.
SCE. SCE to aux,
I
yes.
was thinking football.
Yes, close. You were.
Can I have a side note here?
Emily would like a side note.
Approach
the bar. Approach the bench.
It took almost $24 billion to give Neil Armstrong a chance to walk on the moon for 2 hours, 40 minutes. While he's doing it, the nation's first civilian astronaut will be earning about $33 for his time, is the quote that I found.
Oh, for that amount of time on the moon?
Yeah, for the 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's amazing. $33.
I'll take it. If it sends me to the moon, I'll go. Just to go to space. Did you know that Big Bird?
Oh.
Oh, that brings a little joy to little Emily's heart.
Oh, well, you know.
Oh, Big Bird.
Oh.
Big Bird was asked to go into space.
Yeah.
But was canceled because he was too big. Had he gone into space, he would have been on the Challenger.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's creepy. That's chilling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Could you imagine?
That would have been
awful. You imagine Sesame Street?
No, that would have that would have had a huge impact on Sesame Street.
Sesame Street would have done what they do, and they would have addressed it and tried to the find teacher a way to was, help kids cope. Because didn't they do that with Krista McCullough? The Challenger?
Yeah.
Explosion?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't do it just with the Challenger explosion. They had one of their actors pass away. I can't remember what his name was, but
Jim Henson?
No, not Henson. It was one of the actors on Sesame Street, one of the human actors.
Yeah, like one of the neighbors or something.
Yeah, passed away, and they had to deal with they
dealt with death on
his
there.
Death. Yeah,
you know, I still get choked up when I think about her class.
I are thinking about the exact same thing.
Watching live.
Next time you need a good cry, look that up on YouTube. Her Krista McAuliffe's class sitting there with space hats and cake and all this stuff ready to celebrate. And then watching the anthem blow up. Just
awful. Oh, my God. Traumatized for life.
Yeah, I would say so.
Did you know in the 1950s, NASA recruited deaf people to research why they didn't get motion sickness?
What?
God. I knew that was coming because I was going to say it if you didn't. That's frightening.
It's turning red. Look at her head.
You know, he becomes his own nightlight.
The test included flights in the Vomit Comet.
Yeah.
And sailing in rough seas. The researchers would get violently sick, but deaf people just played cards happily without a single. We must have said something wrong. Three lines are lit on the phone here.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Not that.
No.
Hold on the line.
I was just wondering what we could have.
Yeah, if you're calling right now, hopefully you're on hold and listening to us. Just hang tight.
It's probably something I said.
It's 7:38 already.
Maybe we goofed.
Did you know the asteroid J002E3? It was discovered 16 years ago orbiting the Earth. Well, when they looked closer at it, it turned out not to be an asteroid. It was the third stage of Apollo 12. It had come back to Earth orbit after going around the sun for over 30 years.
Wow. That is amazing.
Which mission was it?
12.
Apollo 12.
Wow. They thought it was an asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
That's wild stuff.
Did you know the face on Mars was photographed by Viking at 43 meters per pixel in 1976, when photographed again in 2001 at 1.56 meters per pixel? The information was revealed to be a typical Martian mesa with very little resemblance to a face. Yes, although some people still believe that's a face and there's aliens.
They made a whole mesa on Mars. Of things.
Yes, it did. And finally, the aerospace division built a high-rise camera on the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. It is the largest telescopic instrument ever sent beyond Earth's orbit. This aerospace division was owned by the Ball Company. The Ball Company is what everybody knows who makes those glass canning jars.
Oh, yeah. That Ball?
Yes.
Wow. Huh.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you know the jars I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They also made...
The ones that MP puts her pickles in.
They also made the largest telescopic instrument ever sent beyond Earth's orbit.
That amazing. That episode upsets me so much.
All right, let me tell everybody this week's specials at Food Outlet.
Let me get all these phones.
What's going on there. Give me a heads up. All right, I'm telling you, those of you who love USDA Grade A boneless chicken breast...
Mm-hmm.
You probably got crap in your freezer that you are never going to cook, that's taking up space. Clear it out. Go to Food Outlet and stock up on chicken breast at $1.63 a pound. That's the lowest price I've seen it, and I've been working with Food Outlet for 7 years. That's an incredible value. It always is in the meat department. It's not the only thing. Ground chuck at $2.57 a pound is a great value. Rump roast, $2.76 a pound, great value. And large tomatoes. Tomatoes that are fresh and vine ripened, only right. 95 cents a pound. Sometimes you go to the chain stores, you put tomatoes on the conveyor belt, and you think you're buying steak.
True.
Crazy.
It's very true.
A dozen large eggs, only 72 cents. It's almost like these are 1969 prices to celebrate the moon landing. That's a Food Outlet with three locations, Highway 14 and twice a day, Millbrook. 720 East Main in the Preferred Community and on Coliseum Boulevard, where I am there every Sunday morning making sure a certain dog and two others.
Did we say something wrong, Jay?
I don't know. I know what Bo's on the line for. I don't know what Steve's on the line for. Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, good morning. You were talking about the weirdness that would have happened had Big Bird gone up on the Challenger with Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I believe the character you were trying to think of that did pass away was the gentleman who ran the general store, Mr. Hooper.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what Bo was on the line to tell us as well. And what Hardshell had called in to tell us also was that it was Mr. Hooper on Sesame Street who had passed away.
Interesting. We have the greatest, greatest listeners. Thank you very much. Yeah, we appreciate
the only
it.
Comment,
have a good one.
Thanks. The only comment, we don't know what we're talking about. Here's
well, it helps.
Bolt.
Yeah, well, it's already been said, but I didn't want to hang up. But yeah, it was Mr. Hooper. I remember that from when I was really, really, really little, so...
Yeah, I know, but he passed away just natural causes. People die, that sort of thing. Had Big Bird been on this? Oh, good God.
That would have been...
Good God. Because you couldn't bring him back on the show.
No, not...
I mean, you couldn't bring Mr. Hooper back either, but...
Yeah. If
you know what I'm saying?
If it was on the Challenger, of course not.
Like, the guy who does Big Bird, he will... It's just like Henson, he'll pass away, sort of thing. They'll bring somebody else in, they'll do the character.
Play the character.
You could... If the character went in, you couldn't bring him back.
You couldn't do it. No, you couldn't.
That's shocking. That's really, really weird. But anyway, everybody, I hope you'll have a good day.
Hey,
that's
thanks.
All I wanted to say.
Appreciate the call. Now, if you'd like to win $10 free shopping, let's answer today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Hey, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a guy who claimed ownership of an asteroid and NASA landed a probe on it. He sent him a bill for that. How much did he charge them for parking on his asteroid?
Get off my asteroid.
You got chocolate on my asteroid. You got asteroid on my chocolate.
272-9228 is the number called. 272-9228. We need to get this one over quickly, so don't hesitate. 272-9228. $10 of free shopping and some moon pies for you from Food Outlet on behalf of all three locations.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the 7 o'clock hour, and we see a lot of problems on the interstates this morning. Be careful if you're on I-85. There is a construction crew still working in the downtown area, and traffic is now backed up all the way out to the boulevard from the downtown area, so be careful. Avoid that if you can. If you're on I-65, everything's running pretty smoothly, but look out, you're going to slow down as you're coming out of Prattville when you reach the downtown area around the river bridges. If you're on the boulevard, traffic is building up pretty quickly. It's pretty thick between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway, and down around the Troy Highway as well. The 31s are rolling along pretty well. There's a big crowd coming out of Wetumpka, so watch the traffic around you there. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can shop online and avoid the heat. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and get immediate savings on the Toyota of your choice. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we're in the middle of today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Keith, can you give us the answer we need? How much rent was charged to NASA for using that asteroid?
$20.
That's it. You got it.
Hey, let me ask you one more. Do you know what sandwich that John Young brought aboard Gemini 3? What kind of sandwich?
Oh, yeah, it was not corned beef.
Well, you're kind of warm.
I'm losing.
Well, you got it. It was Reuben. It was a Reuben. It had corned beef on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember
the sourdough bread or something like that.
Yeah. Hey, maybe I'll replicate that by making Reubens because you guys say they're heavenly.
They are heavenly.
There you go. See?
Out of this world.
All right, you hang on.
We'll praise you all day tomorrow.
our winner.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The storms in North Alabama right now are, believe it or not, left over from the tail of Barry. Berry, which is located near Gary, Indiana, and its tropical tail extends all the way down into Alabama. That's amazing. A hot and humid day for us today with a high temperature up around, you know, I think 96, 97 with the heat index 102 to 105 and maybe an isolated storm somewhere on radar, but most towns staying dry. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, spotty afternoon storms. We'll go up on the rain chances tomorrow. Highs still around 95. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will go up higher on the rain chances all 3 days through the weekend. With storms in generous supply, decent coverage on the radar, and that's going to cool down some lucky communities with highs in the lower 90s, and better rain chances actually next week as a frontal system comes into Alabama and tries to make it all the way through, but it may fail. Right now this morning, clear skies and a 3-mile-an-hour breeze, we have 75 degrees at 747.
Okay, coming up, we got to celebrate David Hasselhoff's birthday the right way. Parents, in my opinion, dumb parents, naming their children Google. And Barney the Dinosaur talks about the dangers of shark attacks.
We also have biscuit tickets to give away today.
Ooh.
And Rick Evans is coming
in. Rick Evans is coming in. And we got moon pies.
Yes.
And we'll get the lowdown on Pluto.
That is all coming up on News Talk 93.1 FM. Earlier, I told, I think very lucidly, the story about the Babe Ruth, the called shot at Wrigley Field. Let me tell you about, since we mentioned baseball, the triple play. Now, we're not talking about where you get three batters out or three players out on one pitch. We're talking about what's going on at Lewis Lawn, where Xmark, which is one of the great brand names that they carry, they have something going on this month. If you need a new mower, you want one of those zero-turn Xmarks, select mowers up to $1,000 off throughout the entire month. This is rare because generally these kind of incentives don't occur till later in the year. But right in the middle of the mowing season here in July, up to a grand off on select Xmark mowers. Number two, 0% financing, no payments until April of next year. And if you buy now, you'll get an extra 10 months on your warranty because your warranty will restart when your payment's due in April. That's a heck of a combination. Get what you need now. Get a big discount on the price. Get it at 0% with no payments till April of next year. I also believe they're still looking for somebody to help at the parts counter because Lewis Lawn's expanding. See the Xmark selection in their showroom at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Stop by and see Chad Sasser and, I mean, that great team at 1135 Northeastern Bypass or call them at 244-9191. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
From the Fox Business Network, Bank of America's spring quarter was stronger than forecast. The Charlotte-based bank made more money than a year ago. Higher interest rates have been helping banks because they can charge borrowers more while not significantly increasing what they pay to savers. PNC Financial also is reporting better than expected earnings. Amazon is being investigated by Europe's top antitrust enforcer, the European Commission. The Wall Street Journal says the probe is looking into Amazon's role as a marketplace for independent sellers at the same time it's offering its own competing products. Amazon says it will cooperate fully with the EC. Sprint says hackers access subscriber information through a Samsung website. ZDNet says the breach exposed phone numbers, billing addresses, and other account information. Sprint didn't reveal how many accounts were hacked. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport was awarded $935,000 from the FAA, mainly to repave and resurface all taxiways and runways. This is the final phase of a 10-year plan to upgrade infrastructure that officials say will make the airport safer and more competitive. Smart garbage trucks, it's the new thing in Montgomery, and it could help with potholes or other road issues in your neighborhood. More than 60 city garbage trucks are now equipped with smart city technology that will alert city officials of problem areas and neighborhoods across Montgomery. And Tuesday was the qualifying deadline for Montgomery's municipal elections. The official list of qualified candidates will be released later this week. The election is set for August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road. Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What a beautiful baby. We will name him Google.
This dramatization illustrates an alarming fact. People are dumb. Stop naming your children Google.
Okay, Google. Clean up your room.
Okay, Mom.
Okay, Google.
A child named Google can never possibly live up to the name.
Hey, Google, what's the capital of Africa?
I don't know.
Haha, you suck at being Google, Google.
Google was a stupid name for a company in the first place. It's an even stupider name for a child.
Being named Google has ruined my life. Everyone is always asking me to show them naked pictures of Jennifer Lawrence.
Stop this behavior before it becomes a trend. Stop naming your child Google.
What a beautiful baby. We will name her Alexa.
Much better.
While you were doing that, Google thought I was talking to it on my iPad and,
oh, you're kidding,
and wanted me to speak.
Hey, look, it's a random phone call.
Okay.
Rick Evans joining us next hour from the Planetarium. Good friend of the show. I've already got my reservations made for San Antonio 2024. Of course, there's also a simultaneous wager going along with that. Will I live to see that date? Oh, my God. No kidding. We have an absolute goddess on the phone. Stick Shift Annie. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Are you going to tell us about the traffic on 85?
No, because I saw it
coming on my Google Maps, and I went around it.
Oh, good for you.
I was just outside seeing if what I was hearing is true. By the way, I sank a butt today. How about that?
Very good.
Yeah.
You're a good boy.
Well, no. You guys were talking about Talkeetna, Alaska.
Uh-huh.
And that is probably the coolest little town in Alaska.
You've been there?
It's full of... Oh, yeah. Probably most people who've been on an Alaska cruise or tour have probably been there. It started as a base camp for the hikers at Denali. But it's the neatest little town, and it's full of hippies, hikers, and tourists.
Tell me the name of the town again.
Talkeetna.
Talkeetna.
Oh, that is cool.
And the mayor...
It's on a river, so it's got good salmon fishing, and it's a base camp for Denali climbers.
That is the
and
only...
And all the stops are...
That is
very
the only
cool
cruise hippies. That holds any appeal to me would be to cruise Alaska and then stop... You ever watch Mighty Rails on Smithsonian?
I do, yes.
They've got a really cool train that you can take into the mountains in Alaska, and you get off the cruise ship and get on the train, and it looks like a real blast.
That would be so cool. We got to do a train trip sometime.
Hey, yeah, we've rode, you bad? Can ride the train. Like, we rode, I think, from Fairbanks down to Denali on the train, on the Alaska Railways. But you could also ride a rail up to the Golden Spike.
Oh, gosh, that would be so cool.
That's the one I saw, I think, on Smithsonian Channel.
I think I've always wanted to do that Trans-Canadian one, you know?
I wanted to honeymoon on that thing with one of my wives. I think it was...
with one of my wives.
It was a long time.
Well, the train up the mountain to the Spike is an old train with an open car.
Uh-huh.
So you're riding up those mountain passes... And you can hang out the side of the car and look down.
Gosh, that'd be so
look down
cool.
Down the mountainside.
I'd love
it's
that.
Great.
Awesome.
There's nothing like a train. I've also thought of doing Amtrak all the way up to Washington.
I've done that several times.
That'd be cool.
Get a cabin. You got to get a first class cabin.
Yep.
You will love it.
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
Sure. Great.
Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Bye-bye. All right. Goodbye.
Also heard from another local goddess, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Where's Jacqueline at?
Well, on Facebook. She said, best vacation I've ever taken, Alaska, 2015. Let's all go.
Tell Jacqueline that I almost crashed a Stephen's birthday party on Saturday. I thought about it.
You were invited
come
by.
You were invited.
They had extra police there to accommodate the crowds that would have shown up. When word gets around that Rich Thomas is in the hood, man.
I almost went.
That, my friends, is what they call a big deal.
Oh, jeez.
No, it is. It absolutely is. Let's talk about having your vision restored through a LASIK procedure. The place to go. The choice, Montgomery Eye. Right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road, where you have two of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists in the world, Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. And if you'd like to learn more about LASIK, by all means, go to their website, onlinemep.com, and watch the videos that are there that tell you about LASIK, a procedure that was first invented in the 80s and has been advanced so unbelievably so that not only does it restore vision, 20/20 vision, but the recuperation time is like basically minimal or nothing. People bounce right back and enjoy the miracle of having everything up to crystal clear focus when they open.